Hi, I'm Reverend Dennis Christensen of First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. It's Saturday before Easter Sunday. Probably will be a quiet day for many people. I suspect people are going about their normal Saturday routines, maybe grocery shopping, stocking up on a few extra things for Sunday dinner. Maybe it's a good day for being outdoors, for cleaning up the yard or going for a walk. All in all, Saturday will probably be pretty routine. But have you ever wondered what Saturday was like for Jesus' first disciples? It would have been the Sabbath, a holy day, a day of worship. Did they go to the temple? Perhaps their desire to worship was so great that they did. But whatever they did, they must have done it in great fear for their lives. Because remember, only a couple of nights before, Jesus was arrested by a great crowd that came with swords and clubs. And Peter, who swore that he would die for Jesus, denied knowing Jesus for fear of his own life. In John's gospel account, on the evening of the day of resurrection, the disciples were gathered behind locked doors out of fear. So whatever they did on Saturday, they must have done cautiously, with a sense of fear overshadowing their every move. Fear can be a good thing. It can keep us safe from real danger. But fear and anxiety can also be debilitating. Panic attacks are a verified medical condition, and each year over 3 million occurrences in the U.S. require medical attention. We live in fearful and anxious times, if we choose to pay attention. The 24-hour news cycle and much of social media are filled with doomsday information and speculation. Our politicians warn us that the sky is falling, and only they can prevent it. There are real wars and rumors of wars, terrorist attacks, random shootings, weather catastrophes, famine, and today unprecedented numbers of people are leaving their countries of origin to seek refuge and safety elsewhere. Many times in the Gospels, Jesus tells people not to fear. His first words, if you remember, to his fearful disciples after his resurrection were, "Peace with you." I think Jesus' resurrection means he is saying to you and to me today, peace be with you. The world cannot give us peace. It has not made good on that promise from the beginning of history. You may be facing medical issues, family breakdowns, natural disasters, death in the family. But no matter what you are going through, no matter what difficulties you face, Jesus can give you peace. His resurrection is a seal on God's promise that he will save you and me, save us today, and save us for eternity. Fear, anxiety, worry, they do not have to be our condition. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we can have peace. I hope you go about your routine today knowing that Jesus is with you, and knowing that his peace is yours. I'm Reverend Dennis of First Baptist Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.